Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I'm entering a new era of my life. And
oh,
I want
don't say the...
What? I'm really hoping this is about Taylor Swift.
God. This is, yeah.
See, this
there
is,
are words.
This is to get them on my side. You, oh. I know what I'm doing.
He's wearing a friendship bracelet. Are you wearing two friendship bracelets?
No, just one.
No, just one. Okay.
Just one friend.
Well, it was from Hazel, right?
Yeah, my kids and wife made it. Yeah. All
why do you sound so disappointed?
That is not playing well. Are you about to enter your divorce era? Because you need to like maybe speak a little more nicely about the lovely gifts on your arm.
No, it is lovely, but it's just like, I don't know. Am I supposed to wear it? All the time?
Yeah. Like it's cute. You do wear it all the time.
I do wear it all the time, but then I feel, I don't know, it's just kind of embarrassing.
Embarrassing?
Why?
Because I'm a man and I have like pink beads and stuff on my, and so I feel like anytime you're like, didn't your wife make it for you? And it's like, I'm defending it. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
I will tell you right now, I see you walking around the grocery store like that. The only thing that goes through my head is he has kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
Or he's a Swiftie.
That's the other, yeah, because you've asked me that. That was like the first thing you asked me. You're like,
so two for two. Like if you were single, you'd be like, I'm going to talk to this guy. Not two for two, one for two. Like, well, I'm sorry.
No, the kids is first like, one was he has kids, right, which right, means right. He probably has a wife.
Yeah, but well. If he's not wearing a ring and he's wearing those bracelets, I'm just looking for pro tips on how to pick up women
in the grocery store. Oh, maybe throw a bracelet on. Not all.
I still have my Swiftie bracelets.
Okay,
what
yeah,
do I
good.
Have? Mm. I think I have Slacker and I have Reputation, I think.
Are those the ones that I made you?
Yes.
Aww. Yeah, I would just throw
they're
them
on my nightstand.
I would
where
give
you
them a whirl through a Trader Joe's.
Ew, no.
I don't know. I'm just feeding the rumor meal.
Okay.
Meal? Oh, God. Anyway, back to you.
My era. So this is an era that I have been in previously, and I think I'm going to revisit it and maybe lock it in for the rest of my life. I, for the first time in a long time, I took a t-shirt. I got a pair of scissors.
You crop cut
top.
The sleeves off.
Oh.
And I cut the sleeves off.
Let's go.
Cut off. Now.
Sun's out, guns out, baby.
Thank you.
Sun's
thank
out, guns
you.
Out,
okay,
baby.
See, we're already getting.
Sun's out, guns out, baby.
Yes. That's
today,
it.
I was doing yard work or whatever, and I pulled my sleeves up, and my daughter came up. She's like, gave me a high five. She's like, sun's out, guns out. And I was like, oh my God. I immediately got on Amazon and looked at like Nike, but there's something cooler about. I looked at the ones.
Don't mm-hmm. wear a man tank top.
No. What
unless
do you, mean? Like,
you cut the sleeves off.
But when you cut the sleeves off, sometimes you get that, the one where it's like, mm-hmm. I have an Exotico tequila one that's just basically like draping fabric over my stomach and back. Do you
well,
know what I mean?
Yeah. Please don't uh-huh. ever wear that around me.
I do yard work in it.
Yeah. One, in high school, as a basketball player, we'd cut off our shirts all the time. And then it became, you'd basically be the neck. You'd cut it right there. And it would be like.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And just barely held on.
You'd be as revealing as you could be as low as you could be, because you're trying to show off. Now, I'm not doing that. But this is, I felt great. I felt sun's out, guns out. I felt, I'm always hot. So this is great. And I feel like I'm back in my youth. But on the other hand, the look Erica gave, it's real. There's something about a cutoff. It's you're so close. You're teetering on the edge of looking really cool. Pedro Pascal just went viral mm-hmm. with his cutoff. I don't look like that.
Doesn't matter.
Just
doesn't matter.
Just to
doesn't
clarify,
matter.
It's to be about, fair, not a lot of muscle going on Pedro Pascal.
That's what I'm saying. When he did that and everybody's like.
He has a good amount.
No,
you need
but
to
you
look
came
the
in like,
again?
Oh. Like
yeah,
the Pedro. She,
I think about that photo every day.
You made weird sounds and I'm like, what are you. He's
got fine arms, but he's not like jacked.
He's not jacked.
I mean, he's not Chris Hemsworth, but he's still. fine.
Oh my God. So can TX, will you wear it to work? Or are you asking if your era can?
Because it's so close, it also looks kind of trashy. It looks almost trashy. And I don't know which side
it's
fall.
It's not almost trashy. It's completely trashy, but just embrace it.
Okay.
Like, so just grab onto the trash. Well, like, float around in the Pacific. Look at me.
They have the cutoffs where they're not as inward. It's still like maybe mid-shoulder, where I think those are a little less trashy of what you're describing.
Nope.
I'm still, hey, Mr. No over there, calm down.
He's got it. You got to cut it.
No, it doesn't have to be that. Oh, yeah. But I am pro suns out, guns out. I have also been wearing a lot of tanks.
Ooh. But you're a girl. You're allowed. Yeah.
Girls can wear tanks. There's not a lot the girls get to do that men can't do. So
jorts. We can't wear jorts anymore. You guys still can.
T-Hack wore jorts like last week. And yes, we made fun of
him. I know, and I needed to.
Oh, my gosh! He's wearing
Give me the scissors! Currently.
Wait. I used to date a guy who would wear a lot of tank tops.
No, tank like a wife beater?
Not wife beaters, but like cutoff and basketball jerseys just on dates. I got a lot of grief about that in my early 20s.
I'm a jersey guy too.
Yeah.
Go on.
Here's the
thing. Do you wear shirts under the jersey?
No.
See, okay. That
defeats the purpose. Yeah. He's trying to get air on the pits. He's trying to get like.
Yeah, I don't know if I need to see like anyone's pits at work.
Here's the thing. He's happily married.
Yeah, probably okay.
He's not trying to chum the water. You're not trying to attract anyone.
So
be comfy, buddy.
My wife does like it.
She
likes it. But I feel it's like if I wear the cutoff with swim trunks and flip flops, it leans a little trashier to me.
I wouldn't wear that to work. I don't have a pool here.
Where would you wear that?
Like around the house, and then maybe
that's fine.
We go to lunch or something. I'm not gonna change a shirt. I'll just leave it on.
Wait, is there a drive-thru?
Of course. Yeah, it's me.
Are we going to dinner? Are we going out on a date in these tanks?
Well, that's. I guess that. Can I do that? Can I pull it off? As a happily married.
I wouldn't. Yeah. And it's not you. It's all men.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.